We start our fourth and final hour here on Radio Row today on Zolak and Bertrand, which is brought to you by New Pro, with someone who is in an exclusive club, as I just said a moment ago. This is a very exclusive club. There's only two guys in it. Five rings, five Super Bowl rings. One guy, as I told you, is Tom Brady. We all know that. The other is the gentleman who is gracing us with his presence here on Radio Row. It's Charles Haley. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing well.
I see you smiling a lot, man.
Yeah.
What you think? You think New England got the hands on us?
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good in this one. Now, you talk about your Super Bowl weeks. I mean, I had Jimmy, too, my last year down in Miami when Jimmy Johnson was in Miami.
Wow.
Your days down in Dallas when you guys started to win Super Bowls down there, what was the mental mindset there with Jimmy going in? Because those teams were cocky.
Yeah, well, you know.
You played with some interesting characters.
Jimmy was a dictator. So
it's Belichick.
And yeah, well, the thing is, we took on Jimmy's personality. You always take on your head coach personality, and I think that was one of the keys. You know, whatever Jimmy said, we'll back it up, and that's the best part of it.
These weeks, do they feel any different now? You know, in terms of the hype and the build up, is the Super Bowl a bigger event now than when you were playing, or is it about the same? I mean, it's the biggest thing going.
I don't know. I know when I played. You know, I guess. I don't know about this part because I never went to Radio Row. I never.
Right.
I stayed to myself. I did the things I did during the week. And, you know, Bill Walsh always told us that it's just a game. And if you make it more than just a game, you put a lot more pressure on yourself. So I just stayed consistent.
I told you, my dad coached Joe back in the day in Montana. You were Joe.
Pinocchio?
Yeah. Just, why do you call him Pinocchio?
Because that long nose. I told him, hey,
we used to call him Joe Montanalo because he looked like Barry Manilow.
Hey, yeah, we called him that too. But, hey, we were at practice one day, yeah. and I kept jumping outside. And Bill Walsh goes, you know, with 2 minutes ago, he goes, why are you jumping outside? I said, because Joe's nose is outside. Every time he moves his head, his nose outside. So everybody started laughing, and he said, take it in, you know. But, man, you can't have a better friend, a better quarterback than Joe, man. I still can't understand why when I came in as a rookie, he would, talk to me and play games and, just have fun. Yeah. I still can't understand that, but a lot of guys have done that in the years, and I don't understand because I'm not easy to be. I don't make friends easy.
Or with Hall of Famer Charles Haley here, and was there tension between? Did you sense tension between he and Steve Young?
No, there was no tension. Steve Young thought that Joe's gonna give him his job, and Joe said no, and.
That's like Brady and Garoppolo.
Yeah,
here.
But my thing is I'm a Joe Montana fan, so I tried to punish Steve Young because I didn't want him to have Joe's job. I wanted Joe to be there forever.
So what'd you do?
Oh, in practice, he might have got hit a few times like he shouldn't have. But then after a while, then that yellow jersey, red jersey crap, they started that so you couldn't hit it. I think the 49ers started it.
We have you to thank for that. You talk about leaving your legacy on the game.
Hey, baby, you know what?
The yellow or red practice jersey from Charles Haley.
Hey, you shouldn't step on the field if you can't be for real.
So with that being said, how do you feel about the sport now versus when you were playing in terms of how you can hit players, the way you can hit players, and you're a guy on the defensive side of the ball? Do you feel like guys now are forced to play a different way?
Well,
could you play today?
Yeah. Well,
and not have to worry about getting fined.
Hey, I don't. I think that the game is watered down a lot. I think a lot of rules changes has made the game more geared towards the offense. I don't know, man. It's the tough nosed football and quarterbacks. When I play, you get two steps and you can plant them. Or, guys went down below their knees and stuff. You got guys that can't move an inch like Tom Brady stand back there because he knows he ain't going to get hit. And so that confidence level of knowing that you ain't going to get hit. We got the week, you know. It takes it away because my thing was within the first five, six plays, I'm planting you, you know, and I'm going to try to get you about 3 yards deep. Then somebody else got to help you up.
Did you have to get doubled all the time? Did you draw a lot of doubles?
Yeah, and they slid. They slid the line and stuff. So they were not getting all the receivers out because they were going to have to keep or they chip block, which don't help because I would run a game behind it or me, you game. So we had a lot of strategy going into the game. Man, that's the best part about the game is that I got to mentally go against the offense coordinator when I'm out there on the field and direct the defensive line. And because, you know, after, the, you know, they said that 10 plays, that 10 plays ain't worth a damn when the other team scores, you know? So then them 10 plays get thrown out.
Five-time Super Bowl champ Charles Haley with us. Were those Dallas teams you're on as wild off the field as people say they were?
Yep.
And, there's lots to do
so it's all
now,
true.
And this is wild on the field, too, you know? Hey,
you guys play reckless abandon, though, man.
Yeah, but it's... you know what? There's about being great. You know, I don't like players. Players show up every once in a while, but ballers show up every game. And I like being around ballers. You know, it's a lot of, you know, every year they would draft defensive linemen to take my job. And I tapped them on the shoulder and say, it ain't going to be that damn easy, you know, because I ain't going to give it to you. And, you know, so when you start thinking about champions, you know, also Blue Buffalo, you know, they are champions in the world of dog food. So
I got big dogs.
And I'm glad to be a part of it, you know, and I want y'all to whisper to one of them to give me some free dog food.
Yeah, how do we get that?
You, I don't know. Y'all just whisper. You have five dogs, right?
I got five of them to go with my five rings, baby. Yeah. I put them on their feet. They got them. They got them on their toes. Yeah.
What does it cost you in dog food every month?
Oh, my God. What is it? Almost 50. Let's see. About 200. But almost 250.
What kind of dogs?
Dobermans.
Whew.
Yeah,
big dogs
they are great dogs. My dogs, you know, as soon as I walk in the house, mad, whatever, you know, my Francine has been with me the longest, and she, you know, she got to come, you know, hold my hand. She going to get her attention. And then my son and brought two puppies, and my daughter got Max, and Rex is my other daughter, and I got two puppies because it's supposed to be their dogs, but, you know, they move away, and Dad got to take care of it.
Yeah. So yeah. Charles has partnered with Blue Buffalo. It's the nation's leading natural pet food company and also Wounded Warrior Amputee Football Team, which is helping raise awareness for the need for more service dogs for veterans that are in need of assistance. And you're talking about, you know, you come home angry or you're, you know, whatever you've got going on, just to be able to have your dog. Yep. I mean, times that by what, 10 or 100 when you're someone that may be dealing with PTSD and – the, you know, really what a dog can provide some of these individuals.
Yeah, you know, I suffer with PTSD too, and that's why I say when I come home like that, my dog, I take Francine with me most of the places I go, but I have never got her certified to be a service dog, so I understand what these guys are going through, and I understand from the mental illness part because I suffer with bipolar. But the thing that impacted my life the most is 2 years ago, they had a bike ride all the way out to AT&T Stadium. And you know, it was guys there with no arms. It was guys there with no feet. And hey, guys, they riding bikes. And I'm going like, and, you know, I had to give a speech. And, you know, I got choked up there, man, because you know what? I just could not, you know, I just couldn't handle seeing that. And because, you know what, they've done so much for us, we can never repay them.
Yeah.
And the sacrifices when they get their legs blew off, you know, and we're not there for them. We're not there for them. And I think that we got to do a better job with that. And that's why they are doing more to get service dogs to help people with PTSD or, you know, stress, you know. So I'm happy to support them.
your Hall of Fame speech, again, reiterating, and I watch them all. And I played Curtis Martin. I thought his was fantastic. Yours was as genuine and, you know, heartfelt, and just it resonates because it's not, you spoke from the heart, and just you're like, I'm going to be up here, and you guys all got to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, what also helped a lot is I got a very limited vocabulary.
Yeah. So but everybody not reading off a script. You know, it wasn't scripted. Yeah. And that made it great.
Yeah, but you know, everybody wanna write me a they wanna write me a script. I said, okay. I said, so when I get up here, I get nervous and I can't pronounce that word. What am I gonna do? Hey Karen, come up here and pronounce that word for me. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna keep it real. Just as the sun is, you know?
That was awesome.
So, again, support Blue Buffalo as they help partner and support Sierra Delta. Service dogs for heroes for civilians and military. Please note, Blue Buffalo products available nationwide, including now in major retail outlets. And support Blue Buffalo in support of this very worthwhile program as they get more service dogs for veterans.
Right. Blue Buffalo, ballers.
They bring in every game. They're not players. They're
you
ballers.
Know, and, guys. Thank y'all for having me.
Yep. And Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I like that Sierra mix that Blue Buffalo makes, too. That's that seems to be – it's amazing how the dogs will pick one flavor they like more than the other.
Yeah. Yeah. But I ain't got no choice because all my – I got to do mixtures because all my dogs all of them like different stuff. They like different treats. It drives me
They're worse
nuts.
Than kids. My dog always liked that. They're worse than kids.
My kid always, my dog always liked that gravy train, but it's like that cheap crap, and then they got diarrhea. But they love to taste it. We got to eat the good stuff. The good stuff keeps them clean.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, are you rooting for Brady to get his sixth ring?
I'm rooting for.
Or do you want to stay in that fifth ring category?
You know what? No. You know what? Brady made me a believer last year.
I was you five know, that made
when,
you a believer?
When, no, I'm saying man. The way he came back last year and won it, he made me a believer. I think records are made to be broken. And you know, because the thing that's going to happen, it's going to be an asterisk by Charles' name that he won five first. Hello. So I'm good.
Charles, a good man, Charles man. Thank Haley, you for coming on.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Let's get to the CBS Sports Minute here on Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by Spiegel Scrap Metal.
Listen on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Zoe and Beetle are live in Minneapolis, thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union. On the home of the game, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Listen on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Zoe and Beetle are live in Minneapolis, thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union. On the home of the game, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand, Radio Row in Minneapolis. This hour of the show brought to you by New Pro.
It's my place. My window.
I know. Charles Haley was great.
I'd like to sit with him for 4 hours. Just tell stories. Do you know him? Do you realize how freaking unblockable that guy was?
Well, and he was an assistant defensive coach for the Lions for a couple years. And I always wonder how guys who are that good at the position, how they are as coaches, because they must get frustrated. And they're like,
quit after 4 years.
Just do it like I did it. Right, why can't you do this?
You see that,
it's
dude?
It's so easy.
You take just your wrist and you just beat it across his helmet like he used to.
Oh, they're double teaming you?
You think Fletcher Cox is good?
Yeah.
That freaking guy.
They're
sliding
the line on you. Just go through them. That's what I did, idiots.
You asked a good question, though. Like, you know, the Super Bowl, has this changed? It has. The game is not the game anymore. Like, what's gotten bigger is this, what we're in. Like he said, I never went to New York.
And when I asked that, I don't
remember
mean...
when those Cowboys teams and those Buffalo Bills, K-Gun teams, that was like, it was going to be a freaking showdown. Like, I am, like, who's talking about Eagles versus, I mean, we're forced to do it, but, you know, the Eagles-Pats matchup, it's not sexy. Sorry, it's not sexy.
No, I just think that even if you hadn't gone to Radio Row, everything about the Super Bowl setup for the players now is bigger. It used to be they'd have practice, and then when practice was over, standing on a field, you know, in Pasadena getting ready to play at the Rose Bowl or something.
They'd be at full pads.
They'd be sitting there sweating in full pads after practice with a group of media members around them.
Right.
Now it's very coordinated, and it's in these
awkward.
Big conference rooms where they have to wear their official gear, and they step out to a podium with a mic, and there's way more people there to talk to them than there were years ago.
Right.
And everything about it in terms of don't get distracted by the week. They've preached that forever. I think the week is the bigger thing than it's ever been.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Everything around, everything outside the game has gotten bigger. Except the game. Like, the game is the game itself, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, God,
do you think Bill Belichick
Brady's
likes,
not in this game.
Do you think Bill Belichick likes that they're staying at this mall? No. So, where did you stay in Miami this year?
Oh, yeah, no.
Where did you stay? Name the towns. What other towns were you in this year?
Buffalo, we stayed up in northern Niagara.
Okay.
Not near the falls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Away from.
What was the closest thing to you? What was the closest thing in Miami? Think of all the places you went this year.
A diner.
Where Bill Belichick and the team chose the hotels that are in the middle of nowhere on purpose. And now they plant the team in the middle of this circus. He must hate this.
We were shocked.
He probably hates where they're staying.
This is no different than New Orleans, though. New Orleans Super Bowl, I remember running into players on Bourbon Street all in 2001.
That's
I'm talking
the
about.
Worst. Yeah.
Not 96. That was Zoe was out every night that when I was on there in 96. But in 2001, people were coming out of random places on Bourbon Street all night long.
Okay, how about let's not go back that far. Let's go to a year ago for that Super Bowl or in Phoenix for that Super Bowl. They were out in Phoenix separate. Now, how far of a drive was that to get to the team hotel in Phoenix?
Oh, my God.
Holy smokes.
25-minute drive.
Out in the middle of nowhere. Great spot.
I think that guys walk around here. I don't even know who the hell they are. See, this is where the game has also changed. Unless you're an old-time, like a Charles Haley or Willie McGinnis or Joe Theismann, like these current guys now that come through, they're faceless to me. That guy just walked through with a movie crew phone. Who the hell is that? Does anybody know?
We should just do that with Hardy.
You know what I'm saying?
Or like Trent or somebody. Like, walk around with the crew,
you know,
see if people come up to
him. Let me put this fur jacket on. You guys act around like a crew and shine a light on me. We'll walk around.
And see if people stop you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how was that Baywatch movie you were in? You know, do you like being a lifeguard?
Have we seen any good celebrities yet?
No. No.
Have we seen any good ones?
Supposedly.
Can we tell people who we booked for Friday, Jim? Do you think that's okay to reveal that?
Well, I mean, I don't.
Yeah, we can say who we booked for Friday.
Confirmed?
We just can't say what he's promoting, yeah.
Okay.
That's embargoed for some reason.
Oh, okay.
But
All
we
right.
can say who it is.
We booked, and I was overruled. I was vetoed on this, 2-1. Zoe and Hardy both voted yes. I said,
I thought you were talking about the other guy that we booked.
I was going to say
early
yeah.
Friday.
Who's the other guy?
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh no,
yeah, we got Bradshaw coming.
We knew
oh,
that.
Right.
We already said that before.
Oh,
we told
oh,
people
right.
that last week.
Oh, oh, right.
I'm talking about the celebrity guests.
Oh yeah, yeah. yeah.
Oh, Maz is here. Maz is celebrity.
No,
Maz is the
Terry Bradshaw is coming on the show on Friday. That we know. There's another guest we booked up for Friday where I was sort of indifferent and was leaning no. Hardy was a strong yes.
Strong
and,
yes.
And Zoe went along with Hardy and said yes.
But Hardy overruled the program director and said, no, we're having him on.
So, Hardy, why don't you tell people who it
I
is?
I went with Jim, first of all, because I think this has a chance to be, you know, like the Mary Lou Retton thing last year. Where like I was like, eh.
This is out of left field for sure.
Based on the way the Mary Lou
right,
Retton
enough
thing
build
went,
up.
You know, it's either going to be a train wreck or it's going to be great. Hardy?
I say we talk about it for 3 more minutes, tease it,
no,
and we'll tell everybody
no,
on the other side.
No, who is it?
Louis Anderson.
Okay.
You have not seen Baskets.
I haven't, but I'm going to watch an episode before Friday to have a feel for it.
All right. Louis,
I'll watch the pilot.
It's a show with him and Zach Galifianakis.
I like
Louis
Zach
Anderson plays Zach's
mother.
Mother. He does the whole,
woman.
Whole thing in drag. It's a good show. Look,
I can't watch it.
Hardy's so adamant about this. He's so adamant that we
well,
can't
here's
Louis
why
Anderson.
Zoe said yes. Zoe loves Louis Anderson and Coming to America.
Yes.
So just
a little
bit,
dressed up that little bellhop guy there.
Bit part. No, he's at McDowell's. He's one of the workers at McDowell's.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's with the hat. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's right. See, I started on fries, you know. But he's done enough. And he's a funny enough guy. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. You know who he is. That's why I said, yeah, let's do it.
Not everyone's going to have Louis Anderson. You know, we're going to differentiate ourselves.
I'm sure everybody could have Louis Anderson
I don't think we had to book him. We had to book him 4 days in advance.
He is booked. He is coming on the show on Friday.
Yes.
I mean, talk about two different backgrounds, Louis Anderson and Terry Bradshaw. But those are two confirmed.
A lot more in common than you'd think.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I'm excited. I can tell.
I can't wait to see Bradshaw.
I can tell.
Jungle O's on the line. Oh, Jungle O, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Brandon Cooks. About the middle of the season, I realized how many yards are being called against him in penalties.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking maybe for the whole year he's up around maybe 700 yards in penalties. Did Randy Ross have that many penalties?
700 yards?
I don't know the exact number, but you bring up a good point. We talked about this with Chad O'Shea the other night, his impact on that game against Jacksonville, where other than that long crossing drop, he played a hell of a game. Those two calls and yardage down the field that he drew are, it's chunk yardage. That's as good as a catch. So you're playing against, Bert agrees with me, this is not a very good secondary. I think the middle of it is better than the corners. He got a chance to be a burner in this game. Fast track, you're inside, no wind, quarterback's throwing a deep ball well. He may have a chance to get by some people in this game. Brandon Cooks could be your sneaky MVP. You know, we're going to do that, too, once Friday hits. Guys that maybe you're not going to expect. He could be that guy.
Okay.
If he gets in the end zone twice, and we haven't seen it, could be Hogan. I don't know. Hogan could have himself a game.
Hey, if you guys thought Thursday Night Football had a chance of going anywhere, you're dead wrong. We're going to talk about that coming up on the other side. And your calls. We got open lines. You want to jump on board, 617-779-0985. Here's Hardy with the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Live on Radio Row in the Mall of America, it's Super Bowl week. Zolak and Bertrand here live. Felger and Masby coming up next. All of it coming your way. As Rob Gronkowski said, he's going to play. Well, asked if he thought he would play, he said yes. Asked again, he said yes again. For the game, Super Bowl 52 Sunday against the Eagles here in Minneapolis. Meanwhile, the Bruins' point streak ended with a 3-1 loss to Anaheim last night at the TD Garden. Next up, they'll stay home to take on St. Louis Thursday night. Celtics in action tonight. They'll be without Kyrie Irving, who has a thigh contusion. Brad Stevens on the show about 30 minutes ago had this to say about it.
You know, we're 51 games in, and we don't want him playing with a muscular issue. You know, obviously, you don't want him to, because of that, have trouble getting loose and then pulling a muscle or whatever the case may be. Obviously, he did not feel any better today, so it was an easy decision not to play him.
Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have to call the game 8 o'clock tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub as the Green host the Knicks. Also, the team is reportedly interested in Tyreek Evans, but they're not alone. Cavaliers, Pelicans, Thunder, Sixers, Heat, and Rockets also expressing interest. And Mookie Betts did well in arbitration. He's going to get paid $10.5 million. That's what he wanted, not the $7.5 million suggested by the Red Sox. Headlines are brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. AT&T, entertainment your way. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zoe and Beetle are live in Minneapolis. Thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union on the home of the game. 98.5, The Sports Hub. The home of the local call of the big game. Live from Minneapolis, Zoe and Beetle. Sponsored by Direct Federal Credit Union. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries time and temperature 28 degrees at 139. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to impress your Valentine with their perfectly paired collection. Flowers and dipped strawberries are the perfect match. They'll arrive together in a special gift box. Visit proflowers.com and use promo code TRAFFIC to save 20% on any perfectly paired combination.
Thank you for that, Hardy. Our presenting sponsor all week long, Direct Federal Credit Union. Our thanks to them for providing you with the Super Bowl coverage from Minneapolis and Radio Row at the Mall of America all week long. You see the story about Thursday Night Football? It's moving.
I know.
It's going to Fox.
How about that?
And they are going to pay more than $45 million per game.
Oh.
Ooh, this league.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's a lot of money. They'll have 11 games next season, according to reports, which means it will no longer be on CBS. You will no longer have Nance and Romo on those Thursday night games. That frees up their schedule.
Didn't
a little
Nance
bit.
Pretty much say that he was not a fan of the Thursday night games?
Well, why would he be?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why would anyone be a fan of Thursday night football?
Right. Well,
Thursday night football has not worked. And for all the reports we saw that said the league will consider cutting back windows, they will consider not having as many Thursday night games. They will cut it back. They will put football back on Sundays, the day for football. Did anyone actually believe that? Did anyone actually say, oh, that's the league will definitely do that? They'll definitely take less money for better ratings
and
long-term growth.
Stop it. You might have Wednesday night football starting in 5 years. They'll sell another package.
$660 million a year is what Fox is going to hand over to the NFL. They waved that in front of their face, and the league said, oh, okay. All right, we'll take the money. Sure, Thursday night football is still a thing, and it will still suck, and the matchups will still be bad, and we'll see a bad brand of football.
Bad brand of football.
And that's how it will go on Thursday nights.
Right.
I don't see what the obsession is with not only keeping it, but for another network to actually want to take it over. Unless Fox has some, you know, master plan for rebranding it and for doing something different. And by the way, seen this with Fox before. Fox had a grand plan for rebranding another tradition, which was the U.S. Open. They got the U.S. Open, and it was supposed to be a foregone conclusion that it was going to stick with NBC,
yeah.
And NBC thought they were going to go in there a few years ago, right? And it's just, and Fox said, no, we're going to blow this thing up,
right.
Man. We're going to make it hip.
It was Joe Buck, and it was weird.
The U.S. Open, and, you know, they had this whole pitch to the USGA. They're like, you know what? U.S. Open plays second fiddle to the Masters, and that's wrong. This should be the golf championship of the year. Mm-hmm. And Fox took it over, and you know what it is? It's another golf tournament.
Just another
one.
It's
the same thing. You know, they'll stick a couple of, you know, prettier people to look at in front of a big screen and do some, you know, some more stats and stuff. But for the most part, there's only so much you can do. I mean, what can you actually do with a Thursday night football game that CBS or the NFL Network wasn't already doing?
Yeah,
what are they going to do to make it any more exciting?
I also misread this sentence, and I want to correct myself for having screwed this up. NBC and CBS paid $45 million per game. And Fox has gone above that. They pay $60 million per game.
Okay, more to my point.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the number of 660 in 11 games. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. They said it was $45 million per game.
Yeah.
And I'm rereading this. No, sorry. They are paying $60 per game. That math works out. It was $45 million per game that CBS and NBC were paying per game when they split five games each.
Yeah.
So what a joke.
Even more obsessed with it now than before.
Roger Goodell. This morning in a conference call, we feel very confident in their ability, in Fox's ability, to continue to grow this franchise.
Uh-huh.
Based on what?
I bet he does.
Based on what?
The money they paid.
That's based on nothing other than,
they got
hey,
money.
This franchise still exists because these dummy networks, with their declining ratings, are still willing to pay us the kind of money that we are seeking. And you know why they have to do this, though?
Why?
Because they're running out of time on network television to be able to get this kind of money out of their deals. Because this kind of money on network television and traditional broadcast television is not going to exist forever. You want to hear something that I find incredibly damning?
Sure.
There was a tweet last night that I read that is related to ratings of primetime network television. Broadcast TV, networks, primetime ratings for 2016 versus 2017 for the fourth quarter, so the fall, when all the new shows are out, and that's really the push. The fall is the big time for TV. Do you want to know, this is adults, 18 to 49, the percentages that each network is down in that demo? Adults, males, females, between the ages of 18 and 49, consumers. NBC was down 20% in 1 year. Fox was down 22% this past year. CBS was down 14%. ABC was down 15%. Those are not small numbers in a one-year drop. And so if this trend continues, you think these networks are going to offer this kind of money 2, 3, 4 years down the road?
I can't believe they're doing it now.
I'm with you. They should see this. They should see this coming.
I agree.
What are you paying up? And the NFL's going, I don't care why they're paying this money. We're just going to take it.
They're
going to
pay 30% more per game. Going up from 45 to 60 million.
Right. And they will take a loss on the games, but they will bank on getting eyeballs on the games because live sports is still considered the best product on TV, and they will use it to promote their primetime lineup to try and bring people back to watching primetime television.
God.
Good luck, Fox, and good luck to any network that wants to take that task on. That is not an easy thing to do. Hey, have you guys seen the story this week? Another NFL story. Steve Spagnuolo.
Yep.
Talking
cheating.
About
saying they're cheating, right?
The New England Patriots. Filled if you haven't heard.
Stealing signals, all that stuff.
He said that the Patriots had the signals. Had signals. He firmly believes.
I thought he had players coming to his sideline saying, Coach, you got to call something else. They know what we're doing. They're calling our plays as we're lining up.
That the last time the Eagles and Patriots matched up in the Super Bowl when Spagnuolo was on the staff working under Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Johnson.
Wow,
that
Jim
the
Johnson.
Pats, who is no longer with us, the right. late Jim Johnson, that the Pats had the signals. Here is the audio of that interview that he did on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I tell you, the biggest thing we learned was make sure you have two signal callers, not one signal caller, because then they have all your signals.
Yeah, well, look, Spygate's real now. I mean, that was a real deal. And you guys saw, I keep going back to that Super Bowl. I watched it again, and man, that third quarter.
You're talking about the Eagles, Patriots, yeah. Well, look at here's what I remember distinctly. Now, at the time, I was up in the box, and Jim was down on the field. And I remember through the course of the game, Jim saying, "They're getting our signals. They know when we're blitzing. They're getting our signals. You know, try to hide it, et cetera, et cetera." And I remember distinctly thinking, Jim, I don't think that's true. Now, I'm not saying this to him because I don't want to upset him, but I'm saying to myself, I don't think so, Jim. Just concentrate on, you know, calling the game. But he, you know what, in hindsight, he was right. When you go back and look at that tape, it was evident to us. And I'm not crying over spilt milk here, but we believe that Tom knew when we were pressuring because he certainly got the ball out pretty quick. But, you know, you got to play the game and they won that particular day. But there's no question. I wasn't going to let that happen in the 08 Super Bowl after the 07 season. We made sure we had two signal calls and we were protecting against that. So that was good knowledge.
That is Steve Spagnuolo. You can also pick up on his accent there. He's from the Worcester area, I believe. He said the Patriots had the signals, that they had gotten the signals.
I wish he was available to talk to.
Man, I wish I could ask that guy face-to-face.
Well, guess what,
really
what, gentlemen?
What, Bertrand?
He's going to be on this show tomorrow at noontime.
Damn nice. Right.
Nice. You can hear Steve Spagnuolo. He's going to sit down with us, and we're gonna ask this thing out.
Noon Eastern.
You didn't have to say that. All the listeners, I think, are on the East Coast.
There's a lot of people coming out. I got them on Twitter. Can't wait to see you guys out there. You guys have done a great job.
Okay.
They're all coming in on Thursday.
Well, Steve Spagnuolo is going to come on this show tomorrow. I think that the comments that he made were maybe a little overblown here, but we'll hear if he believes the same thing. We're going to get him on the show. He's going to talk about this. He's going to talk about that game. And he's a great guy to talk to this week because he then was also with the Giants. So,
that's right.
I mean,
what'd you do differently?
He knows what it takes to beat Brady.
He gave you something there, right? And he had four wreckers that could get after him, and that's what a lot of people think the Eagles have, four down guys that could get after Brady.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to Steve Spagnuolo tomorrow, and we'll ask him about these comments that he made. Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand from Minnesota next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand, brought to us by
Waken 180 Weight Loss, four locations, New BBD, Quincy, and now in Seekonk, Waken180WeightLoss.com.
Coming up this Saturday, it's the Sports Hub throwing our Super Saturday rally party for Patriots fans.
Super.
1 o'clock Central Time is the start, 1 to 5:30. If you're coming to Minneapolis, or if you're here already, Buffalo Wild Wings, right on the campus of the University of Minnesota, right next to the football stadium at U of M. So get there. Hardy and Big Jim will broadcast live. We will all appear on the show. Felger and Maz, Zoe, myself, other special guests along the way. Be there. Great food, prizes. We'll get you ready for the game. It's going to be a great party, and it's going to hit capacity early.
Sure
I'm
does.
Telling you,
every year it does.
People are going to get turned away at this party, so please get there early if you want to be part of it.
And the temperature's
always
dropping.
A good time.
Temperature's dropping starting tonight. It'll be in the single digits from here on out. So I would get there early so you don't freeze to the sidewalk.
Yeah, you don't want that going on.
Bundle up.
You definitely don't want to freeze. Let's get to the takeaways for the day. We had a lot of good stuff today, including playing some of the Tom versus Time sound with Kevin Brady, friend of Brady and Alex Guerrero, getting on Julian Edelman.
We were just educating Julian on fast twitch muscles and how he is neglecting to understand the core principles of what we're trying to do to maintain our longevity as we further our playing career. But if Julian just wants to play another couple years, that's Julian's decision, okay?
The one exercise I did yesterday was a bench press, and I'm getting killed about this.
Right. Someone needs to protect you.
I've been hearing this for eight years.
That would drive me nuts if I were Julian Edelman. Also today, Chris Sims here with us on the show. He's not well liked in New England.
Nice shoes.
Had great shoes, and he thought maybe he was being booed here on Radio Row.
I think it's going to be an awesome game. I don't know where you guys I'm picking the Patriots, of course, because I think Brady's going to get the ball late in the game. He's going to drive down. You're going to win 28-24. I do think the Eagles. Is somebody booing me? I do think the Eagles.
He is picking the Patriots.
That was good timing.
28-24.
Made a prediction. And
that was his pick. He's picking the Patriots despite thinking the Eagles are a more talented roster.
Right. And I just think that they're, you know, when you come to the Super Bowl and you cover the Super Bowl and you work for a major, major sports network, you know, journalism is, you know, it's top notch, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So,
like for Josina Anderson?
Yeah. Josina Anderson, one of the greatest reporters at getting information out of players in the league. Here she is with Rob Gronkowski with about 400 other media members. And, of course, she's got to butt in to make sure her voice gets in to ask a question. Here you go.
Had a concussion protocol?
Hopefully by tomorrow. I mean, we'll see how it goes and what the doctors say. I mean, I'm not the guy to say, oh, I'm out of the protocol. That's the doctor's calls. And hopefully that it's very, very soon.
But do you think you'll play, Gronk? Do you think you'll play on Sunday? Do you think you'll play on
Sunday? Yes.
You think you'll play?
Yes.
Oh, good.
All right.
Four times needed to ask that question. Four times.
I like how she responds. Oh, good.
Do you think you'll play? Do you think you'll play? Do you think you'll play? Yes. Do you think you'll play?
Well, he specifically told her.
Yeah. So, of course. I'm sure
you're going to play, Gronk?
That's the way it was reported.
I got to play, Gronk? I got to play?
You got to play?
Use your strong head.
You got to play with your concussed head?
Use your strong head. Here's your meat head.
Our best guest of the day by far was Charles Haley, 5-time Super Bowl champ.
Sure was.
And Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Oh.
he was having a good time. I think we had a good interview with him. And he
I think he enjoyed it.
He seemed to enjoy it. You may not have heard this because we had to drop him at the end of the interview.
For what?
Well, you'll hear.
Thank y'all for having me. Yep. I know this has been the best part of it. It's just sitting down with guys shooting the shit about something that we
Hell
love.
Hell yeah.
Zoe is the first one when something uncomfortable or dumbable gets said. Zoe's the first one to jump in and say,
love it.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Say it again. Say what again?
Just sitting down with guys shooting the shit about something that we
Hell
love.
Hell yeah.
That's great. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Zoe, but you may mention after he was gone, it's like it's difficult to have this conversation when he's sitting here, but in his playing days. Like, to look at him and to think, like, how are you going to block that guy?
He's the most chiseled defensive end I've ever seen.
Right.
Go back and watch the old tape. He had that big neck roll on, too. He would sit there and roll his neck, and you wouldn't even really see a neck. I'm like, how's he rolling his freaking neck? He didn't even have a neck. Remember, like, how big Vincent Brown was? You know, Vincent had muscles in his forehead. That's what Charles Haley was, man. He's a beast.
Coming up tomorrow here on Radio Row on this very program, we've got Golden Tate.
Nice.
Current Detroit Lion. It's for Hardy.
Thank you.
Golden Tate will be here with us. Greg
Tate.
Yes. Greg Venner from KT Tape. Tape. Not
so we got
tape.
Tate. Tape.
Tape.
Merrill Hodge.
Great.
Deion Sanders.
Neon, Late. Neon.
The only radio
the only
interview
radio
you will
interview
do this
you'll
week
hear.
Will be us.
Late. Will be us.
Yeah, and Steve Spagnuolo, who this week said the Patriots had the signals of the Eagles in the Super Bowl last time around.
We got tape, Deion will be late,
Hodge.
And Spagnuolo, irate.
Yep.
All the above tomorrow, right here from Radio Row. Felger Maz coming your way next.